The winds of Hurricane Irma are lashing Florida right now. The governor has told more than 6 million people to evacuate. Our colleague Lulu Garcia Navarro, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, is in Miami and joins us now. Lulu, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
So how's the weather?
Yeah, it's a little bit gusty. We're starting to feel like something's coming our way. And it's actually the fear of the weather, as you can imagine, Scott, that has been racking Miami. Yesterday, people were frantically trying to board up their businesses and homes. You know, at one Home Depot, we saw an actual like sort of phalanx of police trying to keep people orderly. They were guarding the store like it was key infrastructure. There's been some big problems that we saw at shelters here in Miami-Dade County. As you will recall, some 660,000 people just in this area are under mandatory evacuation orders. We visited a shelter 2 days ago, and it was pretty full. And then yesterday, it wasn't accepting any more people. And there we met Jose Perez, who had been to several shelters looking for a place to stay.
What about my gas, about my life, about my car? I come here, and it's already full. You know, what am I going to do now?
You can hear the frustration in his voice there. He's not alone. We heard that people were showing up at shelters that had no staff or that were full. It was really messy, Scott, and there was a lot of anger as people were carrying their belongings, kids in tow, in the heat, and they didn't know where to go.
What do officials say about that, Lulu?
Yeah, Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez gave a press conference. He's been addressing this actually regularly. And he said, you know, we'll fix the problem. Opening shelters, he said, is not as easy as people think. He said that they'd run out of Red Cross volunteers and that they were trying to use National Guardsmen instead, and that more shelters would be a priority. But Scott, it's just not a good situation that shows that the authorities here were not as prepared as they could have been.
And of course, Miami's such a melting pot. I know you've been visiting different communities. What do you see there as people prepare?
Yeah, I want to take you now to Little Haiti in Miami to get a sense of the concerns of that particular community. It's a neighborhood that's wedged between two more affluent areas, and it's the heart of the Haitian diaspora here. This is a community, as you can imagine, that's been displaced over the years by earthquakes and storms in Haiti, and now they're facing Irma in Florida. At the New Florida Bakery, it's crowded in the small shop that sits at the main intersection of Little Haiti. People are losing their tempers, they're chattering in Creole. The staff rush to fill orders in advance of the storm. Julien Terville waits in line for Haitian bread. It's a hard roll with a chewy texture. He says many here at the bakery are recent immigrants, though Haitians have a long history in Miami.
Yeah. Everybody looking for food.
Everyone's looking for food. It's a big hurricane, yeah?
Yeah, big. Category 4.
So what do you, how much bread are you buying?
I want to buy 3 bread, sweet potato bread.
You're going to buy 3 pieces of bread?
Yeah.
Francisca Menes is an activist for the Haitian community. She grew up in Little Haiti, going to that very bakery.
A lot of the Haitian restaurants are still open, so at least selling food and just trying to gather food as much as you can.
She's waiting out the storm in her apartment above a strip mall nearby. Her friends want her to go somewhere safer, but
I'm like, I'm not leaving my community because we don't know what's the support that's going to be needed at the end of the day once it passes us.
She says many Haitians don't have the money to evacuate, and they have elderly relatives who may need help. This is a familiar dilemma, though, for many in the community. Natural disasters have informed so much of Haiti's migration. Hurricanes and earthquakes have battered the island, forcing people to flee to other countries, she says.
Just any little brush of wind will hurt Haiti. It doesn't even have to be a direct impact.
In addition to this hurricane, hanging over many in the community is their fate in America. After the 2010 earthquake in Haiti, which killed hundreds of thousands of people, some Haitians were given temporary protected status, or TPS, in the United States. That means they're allowed to stay here under a renewable permission. The Trump administration is threatening to end the program, saying the island has recovered enough to repatriate those in America back to Haiti.
With everything that's happening with the hurricane, we're hoping that they're going to look at the conditions really and actually deem that Haiti's extension for TPS needs to be granted.
There is, though, a more immediate concern about Irma's aftermath, Menes says, particular to Little Haiti itself, which is home to the largest Haitian community in America.
We're a very strategic area. We're only about 10 minutes from the beach, 10 minutes from the airport, 10 minutes from downtown.
That has already made it attractive for developers, and storms often remake the cities they impact.
I'm hoping that there won't be too much destruction in the Little Haiti community so that it doesn't give developers another opportunity to buy plots of land so that they can start building high-rises in Little Haiti.
And why is that a concern to you?
Our people are going to get pushed out.
You know, Scott, Haitians in Miami have a lot on their minds as this storm approaches, and that's a snapshot of one Miami community.
Lulu Garcia Navarro in Miami. She'll have more tomorrow on Weekend Edition Sunday as Hurricane Irma makes landfall in Florida. Lulu, thanks so much.
You're welcome.